ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 25 ये क्या खोल के रखा है इधर खोल के इधर रख क्यों रखा है जहाँ वहाँ रख सकते टेंथ कांटो चैप्टर 14 ब्रह्मास प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट 16 लाइट पूरा डिम है। अत्र एव माया धमना अवतारे हि अस्य प्रपंचस्य बहि स्फुतस्य कृष्णस्य च अंतर जठरे जनन्या मायात्वम् एव प्रकृति कृतं ते अत्रैव माया धमनावतारे हि अस्य प्रपञ्चस्य बहिस्फुतस्य कृष्णस्य चान्तर्जठरे जनन्या मायात्वमेव प्रकृतिकृतं ते अत्रैव माया धमनावतारे हि अस्य प्रपञ्चस्य बहिस्फुतस्य कृत्स्नस्य चान्तर्जठरे जनन्या मायात्वमेव प्रकृतिकृतं ते अत्रैव माया धमनावतारे हि अस्य प्रपञ्चस्य बहिस्फुतस्य कृत्स्नस्य चान्तर्जठरे जनन्या
माया त्वमेव प्रकृति कृतं ते वर्ड मीनिंग अत्र इन दिस एव इंडीड माया धमन ओ सॉफ्टवेयर ऑफ माया अवतारे इन द इनकार्नेशन ही सर्टेनली अस्य ऑफ दिस प्रपंचस्य क्रिएटेड मटेरियल मैनिफेस्टेशन बहि एक्सटर्नली श्रुतस्य व्हिच इज विजिबल कृष्णस्य एंटायर च एंड अंतः विद इन जठरे योर एब्डोमेन जनन्याः अंटु योर मदर माया त्वं योर बिल्डरिंग पोटेंसी एव इंडीड प्रकृति कृतम हैज बीन डेमोन्स्ट्रेटेड ते बाय यू ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन माय डियर लॉर्ड इन दिस इनकार्नेशन यू हैव प्रूव्ड दैट यू आर द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर ऑफ माया ऑल्दो यू आर नाउ विद इन दिस यूनिवर्स द होल यूनिवर्सल क्रिएशन इज विद इन योर ट्रांसडेंटल बॉडी ए फैक्ट यू डेमोन्स्ट्रेटेड बाय एग्जिबिटिंग द यूनिवर्स विद इन योर एब्डोमेन बिफोर योर मदर जसोदा प्लीज रिपीट माय डियर लॉर्ड इन दिस इनकार्नेशन यू हैव प्रूव्ड दैट यू आर द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर ऑफ माया ऑल्दो यू आर नाउ विद इन दिस यूनिवर्स The whole universal creation is within your transcendental body. A fact you demonstrated by exhibiting the universe within your abdomen before your mother, Jasoda. Purport. Lord Brahma here describes the inconceivable spiritual potency of the Lord. We may find a pot within a house, but we can hardly expect to find the house within the same pot. By the Lord's spiritual potency, however, he can appear within this universe and simultaneously exhibit all the universes within his body. One may argue that since the universes seen by Mother Jasoda within Lord Krishna's abdomen, we are within the Lord's body. They are different from illusory material universes manifest externally. Here Lord Brahma refutes that argument. However, Lord Krishna is Maya Dhamana, the supreme controller of illusion. By the Lord's own supreme mystic potency, He can builder even illusion herself. And thus, the Lord actually exhibited all the material universes within His body. This is Mayatvam, the supreme bewildering potency of the personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुभे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सोपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदा सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण राम राम हरे हरे। सो Krishna is now how many years old? He is 5 years. In these past times? 4? Yes. Agasura already killed. So it is, he entered already 5 years. So, and he was 5 year boy as Brahma started his prayers, looking that particular picture of Krishna, who is standing as a 5 year boy, as a cowherd boy. And this is one of the most favorite pastimes of Krishna. Sitting in a bank of a Jamuna, bank of a river, and eating prasadam or eating food with his dear friends, his own associates. So, even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, even Nityananda Prabhu also, remembering those bhojan lila in Krishna's pastimes in Bank of Jamuna, he also, one time he arranged a big festival, Chuladahi, cheap rice and curd. This is Chuladahi festival, Panihati festival. In that festival, even that day, he has to take prasadam in Raghav Pandit's house. He invited him, but he forgot this invitation. He was just eating here, sitting in the bank of Ganges with thousands and thousands of people, sitting everywhere with one cup chip rice, chip rice with curd, another pot chip rice with milk. And there's a huge festival. Raghav Pandit came, didn't ask Nityananda Prabhu, what is going on? What you are doing here? I cooked so many items in my house, and you are eating here. Nityananda Prabhu told, Gopo Jatiya Ami, Gopo Gana Sange, Sukhopai Ami Pulina Bhojana Range. I am a coward boy. So, because as Balaram, he missed that festival, when Krishna was eating with coward boy, Brahma was observing from his swan career. That day Balaram did not come. But he remembered many incidents, they ate like this. He told, I am a coward boy, গোপ জাতি আমি গোপগণ সঙ্গে ইন অ্যাসোসিয়েশন অফ দি কাভার্ড বয়ফ্রেন্ডস অর কাভার্ড বয়েজ আই এনজয় দিস পিকনিক লাইক দিস দিস ইজ আওয়ার ফেভারাইট পাস্ট টাইমস টোল গোপ সুখ আই ফিল ভেরি হ্যাপি হুয়েন আই ইট মাই ফুড ইন অ্যাসোসিয়েশন অফ দি উইথ দি কাভার্ড বয়েজ সু এক্সপ্রেস দ্যাট আই এম এ কাভার্ড বয়ে দো ইভেন মেনি ইনসিডেন্ট চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অলসো এক্সপ্রেস হিমসেলফ ইজ এ কাভার্ড বয়ে দিস ইজ অ্যাকর্ডিং চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু হি টোল্ড দে আর সো মেনি নেমস অফ কৃষ্ণ বট আই ডোন্ট টেক অল নেমস আই ডোন্ট কনসিডার সো মেনি নেমস ইফ সমন আস্ক হোয়াট ইজ দি মোস্ট ফেভারাইট নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ দেন আই উইল টেল যশোদানন্দন শ্যামসুন্দর কৃষ্ণ শব্দর বহু অর্থ নামানি আই ডোন্ট অ্যাকসেপ্ট সো মেনি মিনিংস টু দি ওয়ার্ড কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু শ্রেষ্ঠ সনাতন গোস্বামী ইজ এক্সপ্লেনিং দ্যাট যশোদানন্দন শ্যামসুন্দর দুই মাত্র জানি আই জাস্ট অ্যাকসেপ্ট দিস টু নেম হি ইজ এ সন অফ মদর যশোদা অ্যান্ড রাধারণী কলস হিম এজ শ্যামসুন্দর দিস ইজ এ মোস্ট ফেভারাইট নেম সো সো হি ইজ এ অরিজিনালি এ কাভার্ড বয় হ্যাঁ অ্যানাদার প্লেস কৃষ্ণদাস কবিরাজ গোস্বামী সো টোল্ড স্বয়ংরূপে গোপ বেশ আমি গোপ জ্ঞান বাসুদেব ক্ষত্রিয় বেশ আমি ক্ষত্রিয় জ্ঞান স্বয়ংরূপে ইন ইজ অরিজিনাল ফিচার হি ইজ এ কাভার্ড বয় স্বয়ংরূপ গোপ বেশ হি ড্রেসড হিমসেলফ এজ এ কাভার্ড বয় এজ ইয়ে স্ট্যান্ডিং হিয়ার ইন ফ্রন্ট অফ ব্রহ্মা অলসো ইয়ে স্ট্যান্ডিং এজ এ কাভার্ড বয় জাস্ট ফাইভ ইয়ার ওল্ড বয় অ্যান্ড অলসো হ্যাভিং সম ফুড ইন হিজ হ্যান্ড সম কর্ড রাইস ফ্রুট অ্যান্ড সম ফ্রুটলাস ফ্রুট স্যালাড অ্যান্ড দেয়ার সম পিকলস ইন বিটুইন হিজ ফিঙ্গার্স সো দ্যাট ইজ বাট এজ উই সি হিয়ার ইন প্রিভিয়াস ভার্সেস পার্টিকুলারলি ভার্স ফিফটিন ভার্স টুয়েলভ দ্যাট কৃষ্ণ ইজ কনসিডারিং নেসারি ব্রহ্মা ইজ কনসিডারিং কৃষ্ণ ইজ হিজ ফাদার অ্যান্ড মদার বিকজ হি ইজ ব্রহ্মা ইজ বর্ন হি ইজ নো মেটেরিয়াল ফাদার অ্যান্ড মদার লাইক আস হি ডাইরেক্টলি বর্ন ফ্রম দি লোটস হি ওয়াজ অ্যাপিয়ার্ড ইন এ লোটস দ্যাট ইজ কনেক্টেড টু দি অবদমেন অফ অফ টু দি নাভাল অফ গর্ভ সাই বিষ্ণু সো হি ওয়াজ অলসো আফটার সিটিং ফাইন্ডিং হিমসেলফ সিটিং অন লোটস হি ওয়াজ সার্চিং হু ইজ মাই সোর্স ফ্রম হোয়ার ডিড আই এমানেট অ্যান্ড হি ওয়াজ গোয়িং ডাউন অ্যান্ড কমিং আপ অ্যান্ড দেন হি কুড নট ফাইন্ড এনিথিং ফাইনালি হি হার্ড দিস ওয়ার্ড টু ওয়ার্ড তপ অস্টেরিটি পারফর্ম অস্টেরিটি দেন ব্রহ্মা পারফর্ম গ্রেট অস্টেরিটি থাউজেন্ডস অফ ইয়ার্স দেন ফাইনালি হি স হুম হি স Yesterday we are giving Hindi class, there is the Prahlad Maharaj is telling, is praying that Sahasra Sirs, he saw, you saw, after your meditation you saw that this thousand headed Sahasra Sirsa Purusa, Jai Purusa Sukta like. Anyhow, Brahma has experienced all experience. In Purusa Sukta, we pray Sahasra Sirsa Purusa. And when Gopakumar went to Brahmaloka, he also saw that picture. Sahasra Sirsa Purusa, he was so many thousands of heads, thousands of eyes, thousands of ears, thousands of hands, thousands of legs like this. But we see third count also again, Brahma saw and he prayed to Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, as Vishnu, as his. Then he prayed in Brahma Sangita as Ishwara. পরম কৃষ্ণ সচিদানন্দ বিগ্রহ অনাদির আদির গোবিন্দ সর্বকারণ কারণ দেন ফাইনাল হি স হিম এজ দি সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড হেড এজ সর্বকারণ কারণ বট কৃষ্ণ হিয়ার ইন দিস পাস্ট টাইমস হি ইন ইজ এ স্বয়ং পাস্ট টাইম হিজ ওন অরিজিনাল পাস্ট টাইমস হি থিঙ্কস হিমসেলফ এজ এ স্বয়ং রূপে গোপ বেশ আই এম এ কাভার্ড বয় আই এম সন অফ মদার যশোদা অ্যান্ড নন্দ But here Brahma is telling, verse 12, that, Lord Adhokhita does a mother tax offense. He is considering Krishna as his father and mother. Because Brahma is saying there is no difference between Krishna and Garbhodak Sai Vishnu or Sahasra Sirsa Purusha. He is saying same personality. So he is saying but Krishna is thinking, what he is speaking this Brahma, this four-headed person, who is he? I don't know him. And he is praying me, he is telling me you are my father and mother, and just like a child within her womb kicks with his legs, and so, but the mother did not take the offense. Similarly, Brahma is definitely committed some offenses. He tried to test or to the Krishna's potency, seeing how he is powerful. So with his tiny yogic power or his yoga shakti, Brahma tried to test Krishna. As we know, he stole the cowherd boys and also the cubs, and Krishna again created the another group of cowherd boys and cubs. Now Brahma is in a puzzle. He just seeing that the boys to whom he kept in a cave, they are sleeping there in Jogodendra. They are sleeping there. And then he come again and see also there are some cowherd boys and cubs with Krishna. So he is in dilemma. What is going on? And suddenly Krishna saw him. Who is this cowherd boys and cubs? They are all Vishnus. They are all Vishnu murtis, 400 Vishnu form, holding all the weapons, Sankha Chakra Gada Padma. And so seeing this, then Brahma could understand. This boy, appearing like an innocent boy, did not know anything, but actually he is the cause of all causes. Then Brahma started praying. He is offering his prayers. He was very feeling himself committed offense. Then he is praying to excuse him. Please excuse me. That is his intention, praying Krishna, please excuse my offenses. You are just like my father and mother. So similarly, please excuse, in this particular prayer, in this verse 16, he is addressing Krishna as Maya Dhamana. You are controller of Maya. Right? Because Brahma, the Maya Shakti or the illusory potency, that is the Yoga Shakti of Brahma, is topmost in this material world. He is the topmost. He is the first living entity, and he is empowered by Krishna. No one has more illusory potency than Brahma. Brahma can use his yoga shakti, his yogic powers, because he is the great. No one has performed so much austerity as Brahma did. He performed his topmost, austerity, and so when he saw that his power is already defeated by Krishna's yogic power, how Krishna, then he thinking how Krishna is great. Is these thousands of Vishnu murtis are emanating from him. So what? I am just emanating from the navel of one such Vishnu, a Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. But Krishna is a source of all Vishnus. Even later on he pray in Brahma Sangita, Dipachi Revohi Dasantara. Anyhow, all these Vishnu murtis, they are appearing from Krishna. So considering all these situations, then Brahma could understand Krishna is actually the controller of the illusory potency. Even the illusory potency personified herself could not put Krishna in illusion. So sometimes we see many also in Ramachandra's pastimes, when Ramachandra was just wandering in the forest, when Ravana already stolen Sita, and he was searching everywhere in Sita, he was crying in separation from Sita. And the Lord Shiva and Parvati is the, is known as the Parvati is actually the goddess of illusion, he is a Durga Devi. So she was thinking, how this person is a Supreme Personality of Godhead? That just like Brahma is seeing that Krishna was eating with cow or boys, thinking how is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Similarly, Parvati was thinking, she is the goddess that is called this, the illusion personified. She was thinking how this Ramachandra is God. She is crying and wondering for his wife, here and there. Then he told Lord Shiva, How can you consider this, that you taking his name, Rama, how is Supreme Personality of Godhead? He just look here. He just wandering his wife. He's crying for his wife. Like an ordinary man, he is. I don't believe he's God. So even Sita, so that Durga Parvati, he wanted to test Rama. So she took the form of Goddess Sita. She appeared as Sita Devi before Ramachandra. And he seeing Durga Devi as or Parvati as Sita, the Ramachandra immediately told, "Oh mother, Parvati, how you are here? Where is Lord Shiva?" Even she was in form of Mother Sita. So that's how we see no one can put the Supreme Lord in illusion. Even the illusion, the goddess illusion herself tried to test the Lord. She defeated. So Maya Dhamani, so he sees actually, even what is to speak about the Supreme Lord and the Supreme Lord, even his pure devotees, they can very easily defeat Maya Devi. By the house herself. Even we see in Haridas Thakur's pastimes, is Brahma Haridas. And Mayadevi herself come to test him. First, prostitute was sent by Ramchandra Khan. Then after that pastimes when she became a devotee, then Mayadevi herself come to test Brahma and Haridas Thakur. And then finally she was in failure and she saw his own, as he expressed her own feeling, that he told, "I am actually a Maya Devi, the goddess of illusion personified." That he told Haridas Thakur, "Please you initiate me from my husband. I initiated him as Rama Mantra. Now you can give me full mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." So in this way you see how this Krishna and Krishna's holy name and his pure devotees, they are so powerful. Here is Brahmaji is addressing that Maya Dhamanishwari. He is telling that, "Oh Lord, you are actually controller of Maya, the illusory potency, herself cannot do any harm to you. Even this, by her illusion potency, even she could be defeated by you. What to speak about me, Brahma?" Brahma tried with his yoga shakti to defeat Krishna, but he was defeated. So then Brahma is telling that that in this although you are now within this universe, the whole universal creation is within your transcendental body. Hi asya prapanchasya bahir sputasya. This prapancha, this material world, the entire material creation that is looking out of you. You are standing here, he is like a coward boy, and everything is your emanating from you. Aham sarvasya prabhavam atah sarvam pravartate. You are cause of everything and everything emanating from you. But actually, everything is also within you. How it is? Then Brahma is telling, because you, this past times you have shown to your mother, your mother Jasoda, she saw everything, the entire universe within your abdomen. You saw to your mother. It's not I am speculating, Brahma is telling, just I am telling you, but it is factually. We are seeing everything outside, this prapancha, this material creation. And at the same time, entire material creation, the all universes within your abdomen. Then he's telling, this is this past times you have shown to your mother, as in the previous chapters we have already this past times have discussed how Krishna saw the entire universe to his mother in his abdomen. Within your so here in purport, the total purport is written here is just from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's purport. It just seemed the as it is presented here. Lord Brahma describes the inconceivable spiritual potency of the Lord. We may find a pot within a house, but can hardly expect to find the house within the same pot. By the Lord's spiritual potency, however, he can appear within the universe and simultaneously exhibit all the universes within his body. Everything, every impossible thing is possible for Krishna. Maybe it appeared before us, it is impossible. But for Krishna, nothing is impossible. Everything is possible for him. That's why simply we must have full faith on Krishna. We must faith in Krishna. Otherwise, if we don't have faith on Krishna's potency, then we cannot understand Krishna. Just like Prabhupada used to say the story in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how this cobbler and the Brahmin. There is Narada Muni one time traveling, he was visiting this earth planet, he was different places, then come to Allahabad and Sangam, Ganga Jamuna Saraswati Sangam place, he took a bath, then he, first he come, he saw a Brahman. Then seeing Narada Muni, Brahman became, I am surprised, then he, of course he pay obeisance to Narada Muni. Then he told Narada Muni, now where are you going? Narada Muni told, I am going to the Supreme Lord's abode, the topmost planet. Narada Muni has a license to visit, to go everywhere. He can go everywhere. So he told, okay, then can you ask my Lord? Seeing here, I am worshipping Shalagram, I am reading so many Vedic literature, all four Vedas, so many Vedic literatures, I am reading all, every day I never do prajalpa, I always read Shastra, engage in Shastra and chanting his glories, and you see all these things, I am distributing so much prasadam. So, how long I have to stay in this material world? At what time is I can return back to Godhead after this lifetime? Please ask this question to the Supreme Lord, and please in your next visit you may give me a perfect answer, or whatever you heard from the Supreme Lord. Of course, definitely I will ask your question to the Supreme Lord. Then he walked forward, then he saw underneath a peepal tree, or a barren tree, he was just another cobbler was. Cobbler was just stitching the shoes and repairing the shoes with his instruments. But Narada Muni saw something extraordinary from that cobbler. Though he is engaged in such activity, but he is chanting Krishna's name. He's chanting Krishna's name and doing his work. So Narad Muni stopped there. Then seeing Narad Muni again, he pay obeisance, the cobbler also pay obeisance. Then he asked Narad Muni same question. Narad Muni, where are you going? Then he told, oh, I am going to the Supreme Lord's abode, Vaikuntha. Then cobbler asked also, can you ask the Supreme Lord, I am such a fallen soul. You are seeing how I am spending my time. I am born in such a low class family. And when I return back to my Supreme Lord, like his tears are flowing from his eyes, crying and asking. Narad Muni, of course, don't worry, I will ask about your question also. And Narad Muni, when he went to the Vaikuntha Loka, then he, after meeting the Supreme Lord, after finishing his duties like paying his obeisances and offering prayers, then I ask, when Krishna asked him, Narad Muni, what is the message from earth planet? What is going on there? Anything you have to inform me? And he told, okay, Lord, other things. Then he told about these two questions. This Brahmana asked me this question and this cobbler also asked this question. So please tell me, when they will come back to your abode. So then Krishna told, okay, this Brahmana has to take millions of births again, many births, after many, many, many births, maybe. But this cobbler, the same answer, he also told the cobbler that, okay, Krishna, the cobbler also will come back after this lifetime, he will come back. Narad Muni become surprised, how it is possible? He is doing it well. Then come back to the earth. Krishna told, don't worry, you just tell the answer, what I told you. And you, another thing you have to tell them, when you are in my planet or in this abode of Vaikuntha, they will ask what the Supreme Lord was doing. You will tell the same answer to both. Tell that Supreme Lord was just, there is a huge elephant. And he was just passing that elephant, little hole in his needle. In a needle there is a little hole, and he was passing this elephants from one side to another side, another side to one side, in this way. He's just amusing. This is one of his pastimes. He's doing like this in Vaikuntha, and Lakshmi was laughing like this. So he told to, went to the, when Narad Muni come back, and he went to the Brahmana, he told the same thing. He asked Narad Muni, he told, yes, Lord told we have to take many, many births before return back to Godhead. He could not believe. He told, no, I cannot believe it. Because you see, I am doing so many austerities, reading the all scriptures, everything I am doing, what is there is anything mistake with me? Why I have to take so many births? Narad Muni, it is true that you went to Vaikuntha Loka. He even started doubting Narad Muni, whether you have to wait. This is your nature. You are simply trying to cheat the pen. You are simply joking with others. Always speaking lie, and you will be engaging quarrelings among the peoples, and I see it practically. Narad Muni, okay, if you have gone to the Vaikuntha planet, then tell what is my Lord was doing there, what he is doing. Narad Muni saw the same thing. He told me, this Krishna was amusing, Lord was amusing, near the needle, and there is a small hole, and Lord was just taking one huge elephant in the needle, one side to another side to the other side. Then he became furious, very angry. Told, this is a limit, to speak like this. I am a Brahmin. You sing, I am a. And you are just, my anger is arising because of your this types of dealing with me. So now Narad Muni could understand why this Brahman has to take many, many births. before coming to Supreme, because he has no faith on the supreme potency of the Supreme Lord, and he could not even behave properly to the Vaishnavas. Like Narad Muni, such a great saint, he could not believe him. In the words of Narad Muni, he has doubts, and he has doubts in Lord's pastimes, how Lord could do these things. Same thing he went and told to the scholars. He told, yes, what my Shiva's asked also, what my Supreme Lord was doing. And he told, the Supreme Lord was, Supreme Lord was the huge elephants he was passing through to the whole, little hole of a needle. And this, he told same thing, but the cobbler left all his work and started dancing. How you, Narada was surprised, wow, you were dancing, what happened? Now look, how great my Lord. What he could not, what is impossible for him? He could do anything and everything. Narada was surprised, how you believe that huge elephants he could take just inside his little hole in a needle. He told, what is impossible for my Supreme Lord? You see, this huge banyan tree, and there is a little, how this banyan tree come from a little seed. Banyan seed is very little. And from such a little seed, this huge banyan tree could come. My Lord can do anything. He create everything. How can anything be impossible for my Lord? So he dancing like anything and crying and seeing these things that Narada Muni could understand. So we must have full faith that Krishna can do anything and everything. Everything is possible for him. Prabhupada also used to say that impossible is a word lies in fool's dictionary. Impossible is a word lies in fool's dictionary. If some, like Krishna can do any impossible possible. Similarly, even Krishna's pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, is not impossible for him anything. Whatever his pure devotee develop a desire, Krishna is no other business. Simply he fulfills the desires of his pure devotees. He has no other business. Even when there is no ISKCON, nothing was there, Prabhupada has no money, he was just wandering in, going again and again to the Sumati Murarji for a ticket for in Jaldut. He was visiting Sumati Murarji, but when he was coming that way, and he was just going down towards the ocean, the Sumati Murarji's house is there. So he saw this corner, this land, this Jhu temple, this land. Then Prabhupada was telling, that time he has nothing. But he was seeing this land and there are so many coconut trees, and so then Prabhupada was telling, oh Krishna, if you will give me this land, I will build a marble temple for you. So that time Prabhupada did not have anything, but because this desire developed in Prabhupada's mind, the temple appeared there. There's a huge temple, the best temple in Bombay. This most crowded temple in Bombay. So, anything a pure devotee desire, that is Krishna fulfills. Krishna has no other business. He just, we have to be, come to gradual process. We are in sadhakas, in sadhana bhakti. We have to gradually develop our sadhana. And from vidhi bhakti, then we come to the raganuga platform and prema bhakti stage. When one become a pure devotee, achieve that prema bhakti stage, as Rupa Goswami described in Act of Devotion in bhava bhakti, bhava and prema bhakti, he told what are the symptoms of such a devotee. Khyantir, abhyartha kalatvam, virakti, mana sunyata, asabandha, samadkantha, namagane, sadaruchi, asakti tad gunakhyane, priti tad vasati sthale. So, bhava iti bhavankurajane, the person who is these symptoms develop, bhava bhakti come to the bhava prema bhakti platform, then these symptoms are there. Khyanti, he is tolerant, Abhyartha Kalatam. Whenever misuse a single moment of time, Virakti is detached from the material world, from the sense gratification. Virakti mana sunyata. He never expects any prestige. He is ready to give to a respect to everyone, but he never expects any prestige. Virakti mana sunyata asabandha. He is optimistic. He thinks that, yes, one day I will attend the Lord and his service. Asabandha samutkantha namagane sadaruchi. He is very eager for devotional service, and he is very attached to chanting holy name of namagane sadaruchi. Asakti tad gunakhyane. Whenever any opportunity he got, he go on glorifying the Supreme Lord. Gunakhyane, he was just getting so much pleasure in explaining the Lord's pastimes to others. When he got an opportunity to speak about the Supreme Lord, he become very eager to speak about that. Asakti tad gunakhyane, priti tad vasati sthale. And he likes to stay in a place where Lord has performed his intimate pastimes, like Vrindavan or like this, at least in mind, living in body and living in mind. Mind, living in mind is more powerful. He is always meditating on those pastimes. So in this way, these symptoms described. By the Krishna's mercy, Krishna eka premadata shastra pramani, even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami told. Krishna himself can grant someone his pure devotional service, or one can come through the proper process. Brahma is directly got mercy from Supreme Lord. And we are as living entities, we are performing sadhana, and we have hope that one day with the special mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we may also go in step and step, achieve that. Hare Krishna. So any question or comment? Yes. Just take this mask out, your voice is not clear. Huh?
So, until unless Krishna decides to give it to Brahma personally, it's important. But we see that here Brahma itself quoting the previous pastime where he saw the universe to Yasoda. So, how do we understand that?
So, to understand Krishna and Krishna's pastimes and his pure devotee is not so easy. Eh? When Krishna performs a pastimes, he has so many. Is simultaneously so many other pastimes also going happen. Because these gopis, they pray, the cowherd girls, they pray before. Katyayani, Devi, please make this Nanda Gopa Sutta as our husband. So this is how Krishna is to fulfill all these desires. So that's why he planned everything and he acted in such a way, all these pastimes. Unless Brahma stole this cowherd boys how the desires of the cows, Vrindavan, the other mothers, the elderly gopis, they are thinking Krishna is their son. Krishna must drink our breast milk, and how this coward girl's desire was get fulfilled. So Krishna has planned all these things. So actually, everything is done by Krishna. He planned everything and he used someone. In a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, you see this Chota Haridas. He got illusion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was happy. even if he left this planet, just but Mahaprabhu could see, and other devotees could see, they could hear the voice of Chota Haridas. He was singing so sweetly when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting the seaside or other side when he was doing Sankirtan. Everyone heard this voice of Chota Haridas, but he is not looking anywhere. So sometimes to teach the living entities, or Krishna has to fulfill the desires of everyone, he has to perform some pastimes. Here is not that just Brahma get illusioned. But Krishna used Brahma in his pastimes to fulfill so many things. So we cannot, as our Sampradaya Acharya, he is the founder Acharya of Brahma Sampradaya, we cannot tell that Brahma was get illusioned. Even our Acharya of this Sampradaya, Madhvacharya, he did not comment anything. He just spoke and slowly just left everything. He did not comment. So, okay, any question here? Yeah.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your series of today. So this, the pastime of the scholar and Brahman, we have had like so many times. Question from said, why Brahmana and Nekur Brahman have failed, even you have studied Shastra and everything and doing all Brahman?
This is called Smartha Brahmana. This is, that's why there is the difference between a Smartha Brahmana and a Brahmana Vaishnava. So Smartha Brahmana, they could not develop this thing. They simply strict to the rules and regulations, very strict. But they could not understand why we are doing these things, what is the goal. So that's why Smartha Brahmana, they're following so many, strictly so many rules and regulations, but they did not know what is the goal to achieve Krishna Prem. So Krishna not see all these things. Krishna sees how he can study our heart directly. What is going on within us, what we are thinking, what we are planning. He could see the Brahmanas, what is their things, and how this wife of the Brahmanas, how he there. Krishna wants us to be simple. He don't want all these things. He's bhavagrahi. He could understand everything, whatever our sentiment, whatever we are thinking within, that is more important than what is we are doing externally. Okay. Hare Krishna.